Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
cleaning your glasses, because that takes a while.
Wouldn't know.
Oh, must be nice. Yeah. I have 20/20 vision over there.
You guys wear them.
Do you clean yours often, Grace?
I think Jimmy cleans his.
Yeah.
I've never seen you clean yours.
Well, I don't wear them as much as I should have, because I have... My eyesight isn't the issue. It's the coordination between the eyes.
So. Coordination of putting them on.
I always miss my face.
Yeah, oh, no. Throw them behind me.
On my shoulder again. What happened?
I missed. Have you guys seen my glasses? Yeah, Grace, on the top of your head.
Oh, damn. Missed my eyes again. Grace, oh. You just swallow those?
Yeah. I thought that was my necklace. Nope, glasses around my neck again.
I get headaches from my
from
eyes.
From banging them into your head when you missed you.
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. That's great, guys. Well done. Enjoy the podcast.
Prince Harry has been secretly writing a memoir for the last year, and I am going to be buying this one. I'm very excited.
Oh, they've got you already.
Megan. What are you doing in there, Harry?
Nothing.
I'm writing.
I'm in the toilet again.
You're always in the toilet.
You'll go blind if you keep writing that much.
He's now sold it to Penguin Random House Publishing for around $27 million.
Wow.
So apparently the first draft is almost completely done, but the manuscript has been pushed back. It doesn't need to be turned in until October, so I'm sure there'll be some more drama between now and then that can be put in the memoir, which is very exciting. Harry released a statement after the news broke saying, I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become. I've worn many hats
like
over the
movie
years.
Sounds like a movie title, doesn't it?
Like a lengthy movie title.
Yeah, it is a bit wordy, isn't it?
Maybe the like byline of a movie title.
True. Yeah.
No, the movie would be called. Ready? You give me the byline. The movie would be called Harry.
I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become.
Oh, that's good.
How cool is that?
Tell me this won't be an Academy Award winning movie at some stage.
Absolutely, it will be.
100% it will be.
Who'd play Prince Harry?
Ed Sheeran.
No.
Rupert Grint.
It doesn't have to be a redhead.
No, people can wear wigs.
Watched a movie,
there is no way that you can dye your hair red.
Yes, there
no,
is.
No, you need a genuine ginger.
Yeah, you've got to have that complexion
yeah,
and stuff
absolutely.
As well.
I reckon Brad Pitt would be a good...
No. Too old.
Too old.
You want someone younger.
Yeah. And you're right, Conan O'Brien.
No.
Stop naming redhead people. What about...
Isla Fisher.
Stop. Tom Hardy.
Who's that?
No, Tom Hardy's real meaty. Mad Max.
Actors can lose. Have you seen Christian Bale?
Yeah.
He's lost weight and put on weight.
But how much work is that? You know what I mean? Find somebody who's
That's
already
their
there.
Their job. They're actors.
Yeah. I'm still getting an actor.
Maybe the worst movie producer of all time.
Or the best, because I'd be saving money, wouldn't I? You know, I'd have to pay for their trainers because this guy already looks like him.
You said Isla Fisher.
Yeah, put her hair up. Harry grows out her hair. What else?
Oh, that's about it.
Was that it?
Oh, no. Would you like to hear more of his statement?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
he said, I've worn many hats over the years, both literally and figuratively.
We get Pharrell. His big hat.
See? Now you get it.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Pharrell to play Prince Harry in the movie.
Because I'm Harry.
Jim, a friend of the show, James Bond star. Pierce Brosnan, get this, he is set to exhibit and sell his own paintings after he recently sold a portrait he painted of Bob Dylan for over $2 million. Good on you, Pierce.
Yeah, that's $2 million.
Oh, have you got a photo of it? Yeah, oh, I don't have one of the Bob Dylan one, but I've got, because it's sold. It's done, you know, but I've got others.
I just want to know
the other two.
Because I'm worried that...
He's got a certain style. He's got like a long face style thing that he does.
So I'm just worried because a lot of celebrities paint and I'm often very disappointed. And I feel like they sell for a lot of money because he's Pierce Brosnan, not because he's a good painter.
Because of his name. Well, let me show you these. So, I mean, first of all, he took to Instagram. He's got 1.6 million followers, which I'm sure does help because a lot of people love him.
And he said, I do ponder at times whether to show the work slowly practiced since one dark night, 1987, when I first began to paint. So this isn't a new thing.
That's good.
He's been doing it for a long time. So I'll show you the first image. So this is one of the ones that's going to be for sale through his Instagram. One image showed a man wearing what appeared to be a necklace made of Swiss cheese as he stood on a tropical island beneath the moon.
Looks like The Rock.
Yeah, it does look a bit like The Rock, doesn't it?
I've got the Bob Dylan photo
okay,
here.
And what do you reckon? You like it?
Yeah, it's actually quite good.
Yeah? So he's quite good. This is the other one.
If you told me that wasn't Pierce Brosnan, I'd be like, it's a nice painting.
Mm. This is another one. So he's got a certain style. This is a man in a purple jumper, multicoloured face.
Stands, is that what it's called?
Yeah, no, this it's just a description. Against a monochrome background.
Yeah, they're actually quite.
He's quite talented, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Good on you, Pierce.
I like that.
I mean, I don't know if he's. I'm assuming he's still going to be doing acting as well, but.
What was the last thing he was in?
I don't know. What is it? Mamma Mia 2 or something? Was it
Mamma Mia 2.
Mamma Mia 2.
I don't think that was the last thing he was in. Can we check his IMDb? It might be
the last thing he was ever in. After seeing that. G'day, guys.
Oh, is this Nate's Puns?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing? Didn't know. Well, I've just forced my way in on the show. You know, you don't mind if I'm in here before 7 o'clock, do you?
Funny's at Frank's.
Yeah. Sold out. Feed a bird and the returner. A lot of people are wanting to know the names. Jim, a lot of people are wanting to know the names of these artworks that Pierce is putting out there.
Yeah. I was just asking you that.
Well, so absolutely. Is that the name of it? 100%. And the thing is, nobody knows except me. Because obviously me and Pierce, close personal friends.
You are.
So he's actually messaged me and he goes, Nate, just so you know, to help with the publicity, I want you to say the names of a lot of these artworks. So you're going to hear the names of these artworks next. Jim, we were just talking about James Bond star Pierce Brosnan. He is set to exhibit and sell his own paintings after he sold a portrait he painted to Bob Dylan for over $2 million. Now, this is huge. He only told me what the names of a lot of these paintings are. So I thought I'd do my due diligence as a broadcaster and share them. Share them with everybody. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
So we're going to find out what Pierce Brosnan's paintings are called.
A live stand-up on
the show. The name of them. No, not
we should do a... You should save this.
And, do you want me to stand up while I do it?
Tell jokes standing up or sitting down.
There you go, look.
Tell some...
I'll do some standing up, some sitting down. These aren't jokes.
Could you hold the mic like you...
Hey, guys. Should I take it out of this little thing?
No, because it'll break it.
I'll sit down. I don't actually like standing up.
No. No, we do most of the show sitting down.
Yeah, these aren't jokes anyway. These are legit.
These are the names of Pierce Brosnan's paintings.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I don't have pictures of them, so I'm just going to have to vaguely describe some of them for you.
You don't have pictures? You don't have pictures of paintings?
Oh, it's friends, isn't it? The first one is a portrait of Moscow and the cityscape. It's called From Russia With Love. The second is an old-time drawing. It's actually a drawing he did with a very early style pen. It's called License to Quill.
I don't mind that one.
You like that one? What a brush with love. I mean, it's not me that did it. I'm just passing it on. The third one was done with very heavy paint. A lot of paint was used in this one. It took a while to set after it was painted, yeah. And he named it to do with this. Live and Let Dry. That's what it's called. Grace is looking at me so blank because she's never seen a James Bond film in her life. Not for you, mate.
No.
But I do have one for you at the end. Not now, though. The fourth, he wanted to go back to his experience as a child when he first started painting.
Yep.
It's called Goldfinger Painting.
Yeah, it's just the name of one of the movies, isn't it?
No, it's not called Goldfinger Painting. Just called Goldfinger, allegedly, the movie.
Yeah. Goldfinger,
okay,
painting.
Grace, this one you might have a little bit more interest in. I'll get rid of this music. Because the final painting, actually...
Can you actually just film yourself really quickly? Just get your reaction?
If you can.
Just hold it up. Just, like
just hold it up on your own face, if that's
just
right.
Tell us when you're good to go.
Tell us when you're ready. You're allowed to talk, mate.
Oh, I'm good to go.
The mic's on, mate.
The classic radio nod. Everyone in the car going, I bet Grace is nodding. the final one. The final one is one of his lesser-known paintings, Jim, known well by producer Grace. It was when he used to use a really glossy paint, very bright paint.
Very
Not
bright
many
paint.
People were into it, though. It's called Dancing Sheen.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's from his early blotching series where he just used a cotton bud. It's called Dabber.
Yeah, it's better. That's good. Close.
I should have just done James Bond, shouldn't I?
You shouldn't have turned to Mike.
Jim, this one is for you. This one is specifically for you because host of A Current Affair, fan of the show, our very own Tracy Grimshaw. She has come up with a hack she believes helps with the fogging of her glasses when wearing a mask. This is, of course, something that you have to suffer through daily, all the time, the fogging of the glasses in many different scenarios.
Yeah, even without the mask, my glasses still fog.
Can I say what my favourite fogging Jimmy glasses thing is? I think you already know.
Yeah.
It's when you open the oven.
Yeah.
If we're cooking something in the oven, you open it up, and, of course, the steam comes out, fogs up the glasses. It's an ongoing gag that I continue to laugh at. You've done it for years to me, is when you open the oven, you turn around, your glasses are fogged, and you go, my eyes!
Yeah, so
genius.
The temperature difference, obviously, when I open the oven to check on something, it just instantly makes my glasses go foggy. Nathan and I have lived together for a long time.
Comedy genius, that one.
We don't live together anymore, but I just want you to know when I'm cooking by myself, because last night, I told you, I cooked some roast vegetables last night. So I open the oven, and my glasses fog up, and I just turn, and there's no one there.
Yeah.
I just turn and go, hey!
You need to FaceTime me next time, because I need to see that. It's my favourite thing. Gets but me shit.
They fog up then. Sometimes if I'm inside and it's warm and I walk outside and it's cold, like changing of temperature, like big difference
that's
of temperature,
one. Yeah.
They'll fog up. When I'm training at the gym.
Planes?
F-E5.
Planes? What's happened on planes? Much with the aircon coming through, stepping in and out?
Sometimes.
A little bit,
I wouldn't
say
more when I'm training at the gym. Like if I'm getting really hot, they fog up. Wearing a mask and I'm breathing into the mask and goes up my glass, they fog up.
Many scenarios.
They just fog up.
Well, that's the thing. Well, Trace has come out and she can't help you with all the other ones, like opening the oven, but she can help you with the mask fog up situation with your glasses.
Okay.
She shared a photo to her Instagram yesterday.
You follow her on Instagram, do you?
Yeah, follow her on Instagram. She's a top fan. she has her glasses taped in the middle while she's wearing a mask. So that's what she reckons the solution is. Now, she captioned it with the explanation. She said, okay, glasses fog up when you're wearing a mask if they're not sitting directly on the mask, right? So if the bottom rim of the glasses is not sitting on the mask, that's when they fog up, when they slip down. So I solved the slipping down issue by putting the tape on the top of the glasses, sticking it to my forehead. Therefore, they stay up and on top of the mask.
I tell you what we're going to do.
She said it's not a fashion statement, guys.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is I'm going to mask here at work.
Yep.
Producer Grace, you're going to grab some sticky tape.
Mm-hmm. Arts and crafts.
Something for everyone. All right, we're going to do this next.
Okay.
We'll go to a song.
Absolutely.
Because I do have a mask
on my desk.
We're
going to test it.
Because I'll be honest with you, don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Well, I mean, that's the thing. Mythbusters, aren't we?
Mm.
We're the Mythbusters of the show. All right, 131060 as well. Jump on the phones right now. People of Hobart, if you wear glasses, give us a call. Do your glasses fog is the question we're asking. So glasses wearers of Hobart, band around Jimmy. Of course, this happens to him all the time. I'm assuming it happens to all the people out
that's
there wearing glasses.
That's why I still wear masks, you know.
That's why I don't wear glasses. 131060, jump on the phones right now.
My glasses fog when I get the vaccine as well. So, you know,
That's joking, guys. Yeah, obviously, we're joking. Jimmy just asked the question, 131060, do your glasses fog? This is after a friend of the show, Tracy Grimshaw. She has said she has solved the issue of her glasses fogging up all the time when wearing a mask. And the solution, she believes, is putting a little bit of sticky tape on the top of her glasses to keep them up so they don't slip down and on top of the mask, which she believes is the solution.
Now, I have my mask here. I have some sticky tape, so I'm going to try this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, we can't just claim. I mean, we love Trace.
Trace
you know?
Can say anything. Now, this always happens to me.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm going to show how it would usually happen.
All right, so you're putting your mask on right now.
Yeah. Now.
There you go. So we're watching that fog up. Look at them fog up. It's nice. I love when you breathe into the mic like that. It's nice. Need to do more of that.
So you see, they're very foggy.
Very foggy.
Also short of breath.
You're going to get head spins. Can we get a glass of water in
here? So usually I don't breathe that aggressive, but I'm just trying to make the point.
No, of course,
because usually they fog up over time. So now I'm going to...
Oh, I've heard you breathe that aggressive before.
Were you?
In my ear, yeah. All right, now he's putting the sticky tape on right now.
So I'm
now.
Supposed to sticky tape them to my head.
Yeah, so on your forehead like that, like Tracy did it, so they stay up and on top of your mask. Apparently this is supposed to stop it from fogging up.
All right.
So the rim of the glasses needs to sit just on top of the mask. All right, so the sticky tape is on the forehead now.
Sticky tape.
Yeah, we should have got some gaffer or something. All right, there we go. Sticky tape is going on the forehead now. That's right, mate.
I want to make sure it's...
We hardly ever use sticky tape on this show, so it's good to finally get a use out of it.
So just getting it.
All right, you're really going for it, aren't you?
I mean, this is just...
It's like a pseudo-Botox, really, isn't it?
My forehead's never looked smoother.
Pulling everything back. All right.
So the glasses are up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay. So what you're doing now is what Tracy reckons will solve the fogging issue with
and
the mask.
Yes, my glasses are now much higher than what they were. Are you ready?
Okay.
Because I'm not breathing right now.
Okay,
ready?
Go ahead. It's even worse. It's 10 times worse.
It's probably 10 times worse.
It's 10 times worse. I don't think you're doing it right.
This is exactly what
you
did.
No, I don't think you're doing it right. You got some dry ice under that mask.
This is worse. So 10 times worse. And it's not going away now. It's actually kept the fog.
It's actually
in the
a lot worse. It's 10 times worse. Like, really bad.
I don't want. Yeah.
Are you telling me a current affair isn't reporting the actual facts?
You know what? Myth busted.
Yeah. Really good. Thomas from Moraine. Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Hi.
Thomas, do your glasses fog, mate?
Yep.
Sorry, Jimmy's just doing some tape work.
My headphones on, sorry.
How often are they fogging up, Thomas?
When I eat noodles.
When you eat noodles, Jim, is this something that happens to you all the time when you eat noodles?
Yeah, if it's cold and I'm eating hot food, they definitely.
What do you have to do, Thomas? Do you have to take them off and rub them, or do you have a different solution?
I just take them off.
And take them off, okay. Yeah. You sometimes miss your mouth because you can't see the noodles, or?
No.
No, all right, pretty good. All right.
Yeah.
Have you got any solutions? I mean, you're obviously a lot older than Thomas, Jim. You got anything to help him out?
No, they just fog.
Good work, guys, helping each other out. Just the glasses wearer, just always there for each other.
Mine fog up, we just saw it. I don't know what to do. Tracy's not helping. Puts up a Penny. Crap hack.
Penny from Hara. Penny, do your glasses fog up, Pen?
All the time. Very, very frustrating.
Okay.
Do you have anything that can stop it? Because I'm in the same boat.
No, I haven't found the solution, and I always forget, especially when I'm at work and I open the dryer to check the washing, and fogged up straight away. Can't see anything. The oven.
Okay, Penny, what you can do, this isn't a solution, but this is something Jimmy does, and it's great. Have you got many people in your office?
Yes, quite a few.
Okay, gather them around when you're about to open up the dishwasher. Obviously, it fogs up your glasses. You just turn around and go, Yeah, see, that's the reaction you get.
I can tell you what doesn't work, Penny, and that's our sticky taping your glasses to your forehead. That just made it worse.
You tried that before, Penny? Sticky taping? You never tried it before?
But I'm actually a nurse, so I do have to wear a mask. I just have to make sure you've got to squash it on your nose really hard so the air doesn't come out the top.
The mask?
Yes.
Okay. I just can't. Oh, every time I wear a mask, doesn't matter what I do, like it just fogs me glasses.
You've got to have the right type of mask.
Mm. There you go.
It's all in the mask.
It's all in the mask. All right. So you and Penny. So Penny's got a solution finally.
Grace has written something through. But
Grace, you want to weigh in?
I reckon if you taped the top of your mask, like if you use like a skin tape, you know, like a physio tape or something, tape the top of the mask, then the air would go down instead of up.
That's not a bad idea.
Pull it out at the bottom a little bit so the air does go down.
Or just stop breathing.
You know, have you tried that one before, Penny? You tried that?
Definitely haven't tried that one yet.
Jim, hold your breath. Hold your breath. Yeah, they're not fogging. This is genius. Jim? Jimmy? Jim, we're just talking about the whole issue of glasses wearers having to suffer through fogging glasses when they wear a mask. Something that happens to you all the time. We tried a new hack suggested by Tracy Grimshaw. She said that if you tape the top of your glasses, apparently that's supposed to help with the fog. Didn't help at all.
No, made it worse. Mm,
but then producer Grace, you should suggested something that potentially would work.
Yeah, I think taping the top of the mask rather than the top of the glasses would help more because then the airflow would go down instead of up into the glasses.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, Jess from Marion Bay is giving us a call. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, Jess, you want to weigh in on this whole taping the mask from the top situation to stop the glasses
that's
fogging.
That's just hilarious, that is. I don't know that doesn't work. Well, I assume it doesn't.
Right, okay.
No, Jess, I can confirm I did it. We'll put up a video later at Jimmy and Nath. It does, 100% does not work. Makes it worse.
Okay. Jess, have you got something that potentially does work?
Yeah, it just got said, tape the mask to your nose with double-sided sticky tape.
Right, okay. Have you done this before?
You don't see the tape either. Yeah, I had to do it with cutting wood in the shed, so I've got the safety goggles on.
Oh, okay.
So you don't wear glasses, you wear safety goggles, Jess?
safety goggles, yeah, so it's the same sort of concept, and I'd be chopping wood, and then all of a sudden I can't see. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you, if you've got an axe in your hand, you want to be able to see, don't you?
That's right, yes.
Mm. Okay.
It works.
I tell you what, though. Look, I'm willing to try, Jess, because I hate the glass wear. But you know what I'd really love? Mm. I'd just love to not need glasses. Yeah, man, I just love 20/20 vision.
You look better with glasses, though.
Okay, this wasn't about my appearance, but
I'm just saying. I'm you look nice with glasses.
I'm glad people see the real you. You know what I mean? Any chance
take,
to
take
come
off?
After
take
us?
Off,
no chance. No.
So I think you look better with them too.
No,
that's nice. That's a compliment.
What about you, Jess? Do you think I look better with glasses?
Yeah, you do. They suit you.
Yeah, see, there you go. What would you... I mean, you have to wear them, so it's better than us going, oh, I'll tell you what, you look average with glasses.
I just...
They look nice.
No, thanks. That's really what I hope this segment would become. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Jess. He's happy. Thank you, Jim. Thank you,
thanks,
Jess.
No, thanks, Jess. Jeez. Nath, there's many people we have on this show, many great Tasmanians, but there's just one that stands out above the rest for me because this bloke can give it as good as he takes it.
What?
What
the hell?
Where does that even come from? Please welcome friend of the show, Greg from Bottorong Wildlife Sanctuary.
Greggy, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen. Morning.
Sorry about whatever that was, Greg.
Sorry, I fell asleep halfway, so.
And there it is. And that's Cason. Oh, we love you, Greggy. Mate, how are things going out at Bonnerong at the moment?
Oh, mate, not too bad. Look, still just ticking over. Obviously, pretty chilly out here. Oh, I can tell you these cold mornings. But, no, look, it's been okay. We're getting along. But I've got to say, the spike in animal numbers that we've had over the last month, which is pretty abnormal for this time of year, has really kept us on our toes. Just heaps of rescues. And not quite sure why. I think cooler weather, animals are coming in and looking for a bit of fodder in people's yard and getting hit by cars and attacked by dogs. And yeah, it's just been a really tough little run for rescuers.
Is it a seasonal thing, Greg? Does it normally kind of pick up in the colder months?
Yeah, you normally see certain species that you get a few more, but not like this where it's just really quite constant, to be honest. We had a few quiet days, but yeah, I mean, normally it's obviously summertime, you know, when we're out and about more. So when we're out and about more, we tend to find animals by accident and hurt them. It's just, you know, summertime and school holidays and those sorts of things do play a part. But, you know, I just think it's a really important message that there's no time of year now that we need to be safer than others and more aware than others. We just need to be aware all the time and start trying to prevent these animals needing help in the first place as best we can.
Greggy, something we were chatting to you last time, which I think is really important, because again, the other day, you know when you talk about something and then you see a lot more of it? Because I've just been seeing so many just cats on the loose lately. And
yeah.
I don't know if you know, Nathan and I have been, we've been doing this tourism TAS thing, experiencing the off-season, and you know, we drive around our beautiful state and we just keep seeing these like random cats out and about. Like, and that really, they do go after our native, you know, fauna. What is that message to people to be like, you got to look after your pets?
Oh, look, it's massive. We yell it, we scream it. You get all sorts of people yelling and screaming and you'll be amazed. It's probably the most passionately defended thing that we sing about. We get these emails from people saying, you know, like, how dare, you know, when we say, look, got to keep cats contained, got to keep them in enclosures or indoors. And, you know, people just passionately is probably not the right word. I'm not going to use the French that's normally thrown at me, but passionately, people will say, you know, you can't take away a cat's right to a natural life. But I'm pretty sure when we've got them sitting on our lap in our lounge room watching telly, you know, stroking them, they're not really, you know, out in the wild doing their thing. And look, the example I always give, we don't want an animal to come into our home and kill our cat, so it's not fair to have cats out there killing wildlife. And of course, we're the ones who see the repercussions of that, and the wildlife carers out there, it's just got to change.
Well, that's the thing, Greg. Maybe you need to bring these people who are so passionate about arguing against you into the hospital just to see what these fun-loving cats are doing.
Oh, look, we'd love to. And that's what we say. Look, if everyone in Tasmania just spent one, even a day with us, seeing what happens in our hospital, I tell you, the things that they would change in their everyday lives. It's, a lot of it's just about awareness. You know, some people aren't trying to hurt animals on purpose. We've just got to be aware of what does hurt them. And, of course, you know, if you're willing to help us out, to help rescue them when we do have accidents. But that's what we want is accidents, you know, not thoughtfulness. Unthoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness? Unthoughtfulness. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We get you.
I'm starting to sound like Jimmy and Nate.
speaking of like not knowing things and probably educating yourself a little bit better, there's something you guys are doing this weekend. It's a free online training session this Saturday. Can you tell us a bit about it, Greggy?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think as we see this spike in numbers, and, you know, we know a lot of people really love our wildlife and love animals, you know, we need more help to rescue them. Our current band of rescuers has done a phenomenal job wading through COVID, where we just couldn't run trainings at all or had to do very limited numbers, so we didn't have fresh rescuers coming in. So my absolute hat off to those guys for how hard they've worked, but we just need more people at this stage. Look, wildlife rescue is really simple. I think people picture, you know, putting on your car keys and carrying a net and running through the bush chasing things down. And look, we don't stop people wearing car keys. That's absolutely fine if you want to. But you really don't need to. A lot of the rescues we do, you're literally just walking up to an animal, picking it up and taking it where it needs to go. And, you know, it's not challenging. You don't need to be physically fit. You don't need any experience. And, of course, we're not looking after the animals. I think that's where people get confused. They think they have to take them home and we'll be stuck at home. Now, we're more like the ambulance. We pick it up, we drop it off, and our work is done. So what I encourage people to do, I mean, you can do it online for these next few. So you can sit in your lounge room. Training is completely free. No obligation to join our rescue squad. But what you'll see after that training is that everyone could be a part of it, and hopefully you want to sign up and just receive the alerts. And look, we don't cold call people and go, you know, hey, we need you to go and do this now. It's just like an app that you just get an alert when there's an injured animal in your area. If you want to help, you press yes. If you don't, you just ignore it. So very non-invasive and, you know, no huge time commitment. It's really up to you how much you want to do.
Absolutely. And that website, www.bonnerong.com.au. Greggy Irons, we love you, buddy.
Just quick question for you guys. Have you guys done the rescue training yet? I ask you this every time. You guys got around to it?
Yeah.
I am jumping online right now. This is why we try and get rid of Greg really quickly.
Just watching cats, mainly, rather than helping wildlife. That's what I'm hearing. Gallivanting around the state under the guise of tourism promotion. I see. Yep.
Oh, no, look.
Time for wildlife.
Okay, I'll sign up. Okay.
I like you, Greggy.
You know, keep asking you.
Everything else we say on the show, we interview, you hold us accountable. So, man, you give as good as you can.
Accountability,
right. Accountability. Okay, for you, Greggy, we will sign up. We will do it.
Excellent. We'll make an absolute spectacle of your first rescue. We'll do something nice and gentle, like a little patty melon, so you don't have to run.
But Nathan and I do want to. We want to dress up. We do love to dress up, so we need a pair of car keys or something.
You can wear car keys or a kangaroo suit. We don't care.
No, I'll dress up as a patty melon to make the patty melon feel more at home.
I'll dress up
There's just some things you can't cope with a suit, I'm afraid.
I'll dress up as Greggy Irons, got a little vape in my mouth, holding a little Tassie devil.
Good on you, Greggy. We love you, buddy. Greggy.
Thanks, gentlemen. Cheers.
Alpha Bucks
Millionaire.
Alpha Bucks. Oh, yes. One millionaire guaranteed. It is a game as easy as ABC. We know how it works. We'll give you a leather alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home $1,000. You then go to Million Dollar Day with Carrie and Tommy, where you could be a millionaire. $1 million guaranteed. If you want to play, no longer do we ask you to call 131060. You got to sign up for free to the listener app. That is listener without an E. Search for Hit 100.9. Fill out the competition entry form. It is as easy as that. A reminder, though, I need to tell people we will accept everyone's first answer for each question, and you cannot have the same answer twice.
Yeah, you can't say something and go, oh, no, I didn't mean it.
Yeah, you can't do that, unfortunately. No. You used to be able to do that, and we used to just give it, but you can't do it anymore.
There's been times where I've been generous. I haven't been generous for a while, though, let's be honest.
Well, we've been told, Jimmy and Nath, stop being generous.
Yeah.
Stop it. It's $1 million, guys.
Because there is a guaranteed million, so
apparently
the rules are a bit stricter.
All right. Maria from Midway Point. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you going?
Going all right, Maria. Big question for you. $1 million. If you took that home, what are you spending it on?
Well, first things, pay out the mortgage, and I've got a couple of other little things planned for it as well, but a bit of a surprise at the moment.
Oh, we love surprises. It keeps us wanting more, though, yeah. Maria. Well, hopefully you get all 10 and then win the million. You can tell us what the surprise is.
Absolutely.
Deal? Okay.
Maria, can I also ask you, Nathan and I can't register. Is it easy? When you download the listener app, is it easy to do?
Oh, I think it's the easiest part of the whole thing, actually.
Okay, good.
That's See, what there I want. You go.
I just don't want, because 131060 to call was so easy, so I just don't want to make it too hard for people. So
no, I'm absolutely.
Glad people are saying it's easy.
All right, Maria, let's see if we can win you $1,000 and put you in Million Dollar Day to win $1 million guaranteed, okay?
Fingers crossed.
All right, fingers crossed for you, Maria. Today your letter is H, as in H for hello. Your 30 seconds. Your 30 seconds starts at the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass. We can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Maria from Midway Point, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Maria, beginning with H. Name a mode of transport.
Helicopter.
One of Taylor Swift's exes.
Co-stars.
A capital city.
Honduras.
Gwen Stefani song.
Hollaback girl.
Sports team.
Hockey Roos.
Genre of music.
Hip-hop.
A book turned into a movie.
Pass.
Hobart Hotel.
Pass.
A board game.
Pass.
Body part.
Oh, God, you flew through it at the start, Maria. Well done.
I thought we were on. I don't know where or what Honduras is. Honduras a place, a capital?
Somewhere overseas.
It's a country, unfortunately, not a city.
Oh, well.
Otherwise, I mean, yeah, you went helicopter, Harry Styles, Honduras, Hollaback Girl, Hockey Roos, hip-hop. You're off to an absolute flyer.
Yeah.
But just stumbled there on a book turned into a movie, which would be Nate's favourite book, which is...
Harry Potter, Maria.
Can't stand it, sorry.
Still exists, though.
No, still I'm exists. A bit, you know what I mean? He's a magician. I don't think
he's not a
great...
magician, mate. He's a wizard.
Yeah,
potato, mate.
Hey, Grace.
What really love it if he didn't do that. Matt Damon has revealed that his 15-year-old daughter, Isabella, won't watch any of his movies, including his Oscar-winning film, Good Will Hunting.
My 15-year-old refuses to see it. She doesn't want to see any movies that I'm in that she thinks might be good.
Oh.
She's just dragging him. I love that.
Yeah. He's very good, Matt Damon.
He did add that Isabella's disses are all in good fun and it's just like banter they have between the two of them.
She just likes to give me My daughter said, yeah, remember that movie you did, The Wall? I said, it was called The Great Wall. She goes, Dad, there's nothing great about that movie.
So she keeps you down to earth, humble.
She keeps me right, my feet firmly on the ground.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. It's always good to have somebody in your life who does that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, really? I'm that person for you guys.
Yeah.
I just bring you back down to earth when your heads get a bit too big.
I've got a few people like that in my life. Girlfriend Meg does it.
Yeah. No, she does. I'm glad. That's why I got rid of all those people.
I'm still here.
For now.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.